But then you have an honor because you were chosen to read the first live newscast.
That's correct.
On WKY.
One time, though.
Why? Did you embellish that, too?
Well, a little bit. And I've always thought news is, you know, just a bunch of fiction that people make up. When I first went to work in San Antonio, Texas, they had a UPI and an AP machine by the newsroom. Stories would be a little different. And these guys would go back there, and they would decide which one they were going to read. They'd read it and acted like they were there, and they didn't know who done it from Sikkim. So I knew that TV news was just something made up.
Well, then, how were you selected to read that first live newscast? Because you weren't anywhere close to news mentally.
Well, they just decided they wanted to put on a newscast, and they had me read it. Every time they had something to do in the early days of TV, they had me do it.
Right.
I was willing to do anything.
Well, then you were also the biggest name they had, so it made sense then
at that time
to have the biggest name read that newscast.
At that time.
Right. Fall of 1950, the Danny Williams Show began.
Yes.
And that's when you interviewed these pioneers.
Yes, correct. And we break it up in the middle with kids like the Art Linkletter house party. And the funniest thing that ever happened in my career happened on that show. This is 1950. Korea started, and the Army and the Navy and the Air Force brought a lot of people to Tinker and left their families there and sent their men overseas. So I'd have all these kids on, and I had a bunch of kids on this afternoon, and they were all from Midwest City. And one of my stock questions was, what does your daddy do? So I asked this little kid, I said, what does your daddy do? And he said, he's in Korea. I said, that's wonderful. I said, you get to sleep with your mama? He said, yeah, every night but Tuesday, and then Uncle Phil comes over and sleeps with her.
And you just moved right on, right?
Well, I hope so. I don't know. It might have stopped me. I don't know. It's so long ago.
But these great stories of the pioneers.
Oh, yeah, should have taped all that stuff.
I was going to ask. They were not taped.
I should have taped it. Oh, I heard some of the darndest stories. I mean,
any one of them or two that stand out?
Well, it won't sound very funny now, but it was so funny that day. I had a woman on one day, and she said, boy, it was cold back there in 89. Said, man, if it hadn't have been for that Glover's Chill Tonic, we'd have all died. God bless the Chill Tonic.
That was a popular show.
Until Channel 9 came on the air, and then I owed the rating people about 9 folks.
Because what happened?
They put on a cowboy in the afternoon who could hardly say his name and some Hopalong Cassidy movies, and that blew me out of the tub.
Because of the movies? This was kind of a new...
Well, as you well know, being a veteran yourself, TV in the early days was controlled by kids. I mean, you did a program for kids, that's what got the ratings. And this guy did a deal for kids, and kids don't want to watch interview some old people. I mean, that's not their gig.
Where did your show go then?
They took it off, and I went to Hoyt Andres, and I said, well, I'm going back to San Antonio, because, I mean, you know, I figure I'm done here. And I know I can make it in San Antonio. So he said, no, you're not going back to San Antonio. I said, why not? He said, because we're going to put you on Monday afternoon. You're going to have a synchro Rutherforder. You're going to be Dan D. Dynamo, captain of the Space Science Center, and you're going to be able to go back and forward in time. I said, you're crazy. He said, no. He said, that's what we're going to do. So I didn't know anything at all about science and so forth at that time. But in those days, you know, on TV, you couldn't wear white because it would flare. Mm-hmm. So I went and bought me a smock and dyed it blue and put it on and go on the next Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I have 22 minutes of film and 36 minutes to fill, and I invented all kinds of things out of my mind, out of desperation. You know, there ain't nothing like pressure to make you come forth them.
Force it.
And the show just got better and bigger, and they gave me another actor, and we started doing this, that, and the other thing. And NBC came down here and watched the show, and they were going to put me on Saturday morning. And if I did good on NBC on Saturday morning, they were going to put me on in place of Pinky Lee in the afternoon.
Hmm.
Well, that guy, Weaver, who was the chairman of the board of NBC, he got kicked out. And that's the last time I heard of those folks, which was a real break for me, because at that age and the way I was, they would have eaten me alive in New York. That'd been the end of me.
So you would have been in your 30s by that time?
No.
40s?
I'm still in my 20s.
Still in your 20s?
Oh, yeah.
Man, this is big, heady stuff happening to you at a very young age.
I guess.
The show outranked the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes, sir.
First time a local program had ever done
that. That's correct. We slaughtered them in the ratings.
But then when NBC came calling, you thought, man, you had to think,
well,
this would be great.
Well, I did in a way, and a way I didn't. You know, I didn't much want to leave Oklahoma because, you know, I'm kind of weird. I'd rather hunt and fish and play golf than do anything. And Oklahoma is a great state. God, it's a great place to live. It was very exciting, you know, to think you might be on the big time and so forth, and the money would have been unbelievable.
So maybe you were kind of relieved that that went away? Is that true, or were you crestfallen because...
it didn't bother me one way or the other, because I really, in the back of my mind, never thought it would happen anyway. I never thought it would happen.
Yeah.
There are very few things in my life that I ever thought would happen. And that's the truth.
But the things you didn't think were going to happen probably were the best for you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Right. The Lord has blessed me to an extent that's unbelievable. Like a lot of people have said about me, I've done more with less than anybody I know.
No, God gave you a talent, and you know that from the very beginning.
The good Lord has helped me. I know that.